Good morning. It's Thursday, 29th of October. Our first reading today comes from 2 Chronicles 26 and 27. I'm going to read to you from Brother Philip Hind once again on his book, The Divided Kingdom, and we're going to think about Uzziah. I read, "The characteristics of the reign of Uzziah, which are brought out most strongly, are his military exploits and his rebuilding of the economy of the country. The religious reforms which had been carried out during the reign of his father were continued, and the influence of the priesthood remained undiminished. It is recorded that he set himself to seek God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God, and as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Who this Zechariah was, we are not told. It would appear that he was a prophet, or even a priest, who was admitted to the court as the king's adviser in the law of the Lord. As a result of the help of God, he was able to embark on military expeditions with success. One by one, the ancient enemies were defeated, and the sway of Judah over her neighbours was extended. Philistia felt the blow first. Their cities were overthrown, and around them Uzziah built new ones of his own. The southern Arabian tribes living in the region of Beersheba were next to feel the effects of the newfound strength of Judah, and in consequence the Ammonites sued for peace and became tributary. The strength of Uzziah extended even to the borders of Egypt, so that his name was spoken of with fear. Nor was Uzziah neglectful of the defences of his own capital. He set about repairing the breach in the northern wall of Jerusalem, adding 3 new fortified towers, equipping them with engines invented by cunning men, to be on the towers and upon the bulwarks, to shoot arrows and great stones withal. The arts of peace were not neglected, and the agricultural economy was strengthened by the digging of wells, terracing the hills for vineyards, and by pasturing flocks in the newly regained territory. The army was once more organised and equipped, and numbered over 300,000 men under 2,600 officers. This was the peak of his achievement, and the sad result was that, when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. It was pride that led Uzziah to make his fatal error. Not content with the successes so far enjoyed, he sought to usurp the office of the priesthood for himself too. On the solemn occasion when the priest entered the holy place to offer the incense on the altar, the king himself appeared with his own censer, and possibly with his own blend of incense. 80 of the priests joined Azariah the priest in resisting the king in his folly, warning him that no good could come of his rashness. "Go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast trespassed, neither shall it be for thine honour from the Lord God." The anger of Uzziah rose at this rebuke, and at the same moment there arose in his forehead the fatal spot of leprosy. Shocked and aghast at this, the priests no longer used entreaty, but forcibly ejected him from the holy place. Yea, himself hasted also to go out, because the Lord had smitten him. This marked the end of the effective reign of Uzziah, although he was yet to linger in his isolation, while Jotham reigned in his place. How sad it is that so much good was destroyed by pride. And surely there is a lesson there for all of us, that we should walk humbly before our God. Thank you for listening to me.